This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This is Yahoo Finance Daily, a daily update on the top business, finance, and stock market news from around the world. Let's jump into today's stories.
It's Wednesday, March 15th, and here is a look at yesterday's market breakdown. U.S. stocks rallied Tuesday as crucial inflation data came in line with expectations. Regional bank stocks surged, clawing back some of their losses in the wake of the Silicon Valley Bank fallout. The S&P 500 added 1.3%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced 1%. Contracts on the technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite increased 2%. Bond yields moved higher. The yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note ticked up to 3.6% Tuesday morning from 3.54% Monday. The front end of the yield curve, 2-year yields rose 4.2%. Oil prices sunk, with crude oil down, trading at $71.50. February's Consumer Price Index showed prices rose 6.0% in February over the last year, the smallest increase since September 2021, and in line with economist expectations. Meanwhile, core CPI, which strips out food and energy, grew 5.5%, also in line with expectations. The shelter component of CPI, which makes up about a third of the overall inflation index, rose 0.8% over the last month and 8.1% on a yearly basis in February. This data from the BLS differs from real-time data from Redfin, which shows the rental market has started to cool off. The economic data comes at a critical moment in the Federal Reserve's fight against inflation, as the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and the ongoing ramifications have added a new wrinkle. On Wednesday, the Commerce Department will release February's retail sales print, revealing how much was spent at stores, online, and at restaurants. Meanwhile, February's Producer Price Index, which measures what suppliers are charging businesses, will be out the same day. Investors continue to be glued to the latest headlines over the collapse of SVB Financial Group and the implications for the banking sector. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department are investigating the closure of Silicon Valley Bank, the Wall Street Journal reported. The question remains, who will be a contender to scooping up SVB's remaining assets following the FDIC's takeover? The FDIC was hoping to sell the bank's assets on Sunday, but instead created a bank to store SVB's deposits and announced that depositors would be made whole. The Fed said it would conduct a review of the fallout of Silicon Valley Bank, and the results will be publicly released by May 1st, the central bank said on Monday. The review will be held by Michael Barr, the Fed vice chair for supervision. Now to the stocks trending on Yahoo Finance. GitLab, the company reported a weaker revenue forecast for the fiscal first quarter and year, missing analysts' expectations. Meta. Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg said the company is laying off an additional 10,000 workers to hedge against economic instability. Boeing. The aerospace giant has secured an order from 2 Saudi Arabian airlines, state-owned and new national player Riyadh Air, totaling 78 planes to purchase with 43 options to purchase more, Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi reported. Uber. A California court ruled that drivers can be treated as independent contractors rather than employees. 3M Company. The stock is trading lower amid litigation involving faulty earplugs, a downbeat Q4, and a guidance miss for 2023. And AMC Entertainment. The company said, given a preliminary tally, shareholders voted in favor of increasing the firm's stock authorization and convert AMC preferred equity units into common shares. For the latest market news, visit yahoofinance.com and find us on social media at Yahoo Finance.
For more live coverage of business, finance, and stock market news, please visit yahoofinance.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning with your daily update. So until then, thanks for listening.
Spoken Layer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.